Workbook, Unit 15, Reading and Speaking.
Game on or game over? Are you a gamer? If you enjoy playing computer games like many millions of other teenagers worldwide, then yes, you are. According to the China Internet Network Information Center, CINIC, Internet users in China spend more than 11 hours gaming every week. It is one of the most popular free time activities for young people today, and does have a number of benefits. However, it is a hobby which is also worrying parents, educators, and the government. The main cause for concern is that some young people cannot control their time when playing and become addicted to certain games. Teenagers who spend long hours online can end up falling behind in their studies and suffering health and social problems. In the worst case, this could even result in tragedy. The sad deaths of two boys from Chongqing who fell asleep on a railway line after playing for 48 hours non-stop shocked the nation and brought the issue to people's attention. On the other hand, playing computer games can be beneficial to children's development and to the country. China Daily reported that all the high-scoring students in the college entrance exams were also gamers, and China's future success when competing in global markets will depend heavily on young adults who are skilled in using information technology. It is not possible to say that the internet is simply good or bad, but it is a powerful tool that needs to be used with care. Liu Huanrong, a volunteer who has helped many teenagers addicted to online gaming, believes that the most important thing for today's youth is to have balance in their lives. Ms. Liu says that certain games take too long to play and are unsuitable for teenagers. She also believes that some children find the pressure of studying too much and turn to games as a way to escape. Young people should choose their games wisely and make time for sleep, sport, hobbies, friends, and family, as well as for study. If they do so, their lives will be happy, healthy, and balanced.
Reading.
www.wlmama.com. For a lot of teenagers, their internet friendship with a woman known as Blue Sky and A Beautiful Mind proved a turning point in their lives. By chatting online, they were able to talk honestly about their troubles and receive help in finding solutions to their problems. Many of the young people that Blue Sky met in the chat rooms were spending large amounts of time playing online games. Some were so addicted that they were missing school in order to play. By listening to the reasons beneath this behavior and by offering gentle encouragement, Blue Sky was able to help numerous adolescents make the adjustments needed to restore balance in their lives. When a grateful young net friend posted an article on the internet about Blue Sky in February 2004, her wonderful work was made known to the public. The national media picked up the story, and Blue Sky, whose real name is Liu Huanrong, quickly achieved fame as China's web mother. Miss Liu says she does not possess any special abilities. "I just listened patiently and offered some advice, that's all." Perhaps the reason why she is able to understand young people's problems is her experience of overcoming difficulties in her own life. As a teenager, Miss Liu was involved in a fire in which 91% of her skin was burnt, and she lost the use of her hands. However, her self-determination made it possible for her to build a successful life, and she has even found a way to use a computer mouse and keyboard. Miss Liu's work opened up a debate about how best to help young people control their use of the internet, rather than be controlled by it. It became clear that young people and parents alike needed someone to talk things through with, and within minutes of going online, Miss Liu would have dozens of people waiting to chat with her. But she has a full-time job as an accountant, and can only spend about 3 hours doing her online voluntary work each day. She simply does not have enough time to offer support to all these people personally. The solution is the Web Mother website, which is hosted by Liu Huanrong and provides access to other volunteers who are available to give advice.
Northern teenagers don't get bored, they get aboard. Many Chinese young people are discovering the excitement of skateboarding, and skating ramps are being built in some parks. Those who live in northern China also have a chance to try out a different kind of boarding. When the winter freeze puts a stop to most outdoor games, trendy teenagers in Beijing and northern cities head to the mountains to experience the latest cool sport, snowboarding. There is so much enthusiasm for winter sports in China that the number of people taking part is expected to grow by 10 to 20 times in just 5 years, reaching between 50 and 100 million by 2009. This has led to the development of many new facilities, and there are now more than 200 ski slopes in China, many of which also have snowboarding runs. Although most mature people choose to ski, many of the younger generation prefer snowboarding because they say it is more creative, faster, and there are fewer rules. While skiers slide gracefully down the mountain, energetic snowboarders jump, turn, and fly from shallow channels called half-pipe runs. Of the total number of Chinese people participating in winter sports, the percentage of snowboarders is higher than in any other country, and companies who supply snowboarding equipment are eager to see this trend continue. Suppliers are doing all they can to promote the sport as a cool and fashionable way of life for China's youth. And one American company is even offering nightclub parties and fashion shows, as well as lessons on how to ride the boards. Unfortunately, snowboarding, like all winter sports, is still very expensive. Some young snowboarders work all through their summer holidays just to be able to afford some hours on the snow in winter. For most of us, the high cost means that snowboarding is just not possible at the moment. However, it probably will not be long before the other mountainous areas of China, such as Sichuan, Xinjiang, and Yunnan, are developed. And as more facilities become available, prices will almost certainly fall. So who knows? Soon we may all be able to have a go at the hottest sport for cold weather.